Today's show is all about our great listeners. We're going to introduce you to dozens of people who've made contact with the show and have enlightened us with their personal stories, successes, and challenges. All today on episode 48 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to show number 48. This is the season 2 finale.
Now, this show is going to be a little bit special. Instead of myself and Russ telling about our week, etc., this entire show is just about our listeners. We have quite a number of listeners, and we have about 300 people who participate in the Fat to Fit support forums. Now, we have a thread there called Introduce Yourself to the Fat to Fit Radio Group. And when we printed it out, it was about 37 pages long of printed out pages of just people telling about, hi, this is me and this is what I'm all about. So we thought we're going to let all of our listeners know about a whole bunch of our other listeners, because a lot of our shows are really popular when we talk about a listener who's had a lot of success, and people like to hear other people who are in the same situation and how they improved. So we're going to give a lot of information about a lot of different people and tell you about other people's lives. And I'm sure that you're going to find that a lot of our listeners are going to be exactly like you and in the same situation as you.
So many times that you start a weight loss program and you do it by yourself, and it's just easier when you have somebody else to talk to, somebody else is going through the same trials and tribulations that you are to lose weight. And those are the people that we're highlighting here on the show today.
And after reading through every post in the last day or two, I came to realize that our listeners are really very similar to one another. Our listeners are not people who are trying the very first diet, who are looking for the quick fix, and are really not aware that dieting is actually quite hard. And our listeners have gone through so much, so we're going to share a lot of these stories with you today.
And the first listener here is Sam Gilley. And you might recall that we highlighted a post of Sam's on the website. In 2001, Sam lost 90 pounds. He went from 270 pounds to 180 pounds. He started running, and he's had numerous small races he's run, 8 half marathons, 3 marathons, and 1 50K trail ultra. That's 32.4 miles. I didn't even know such a thing existed as a ultra trail. That's amazing. And he says here, keep the podcast coming.
And our next listener is Amber. And she writes, I'm 27 and have had a problem with my weight since I was about 7. About a year and a half ago, I was at my highest weight of 247. My doctor told me that I was pre-diabetic and that I needed to make a change if I didn't want to get any worse. I met with a nutritionist and started eating healthy and being a little more active. I lost about 55 pounds. She then started dating a guy and found out that he didn't share her desire for her healthy lifestyle, and all they would do is go out to eat all the time. After a few months, she gave up on her fitness and gained 40 pounds back. She then realized that she'd lost a lot of what she'd gained by losing that weight in the first place. Well, a little bit later, they broke up, and now she's back on track. So she got rid of that boyfriend who was a negative influence on her weight, and now she's going hard to lose the weight again. So good luck, Amber.
Our next listener is Laura Sparks. And Laura is 37 years old, and she's been overweight the last 12 years of her life. And during her teens and early 20s, she was anorexic. So in turn, she really messed up her metabolism. Now she is 55 pounds overweight and facing great difficulty getting the weight to come off. She was excited here about the support from the community. That is you all. And she loves listening to Jeff and I. And apparently we're motivating Jeff, so that's very nice. She's looking forward to having this extra motivation and support along the road to a healthy weight. And so good luck, Laura. Hope everything is going well.
And the next one is Kim Pocock. She's 26 and has gained about 30 pounds in the last couple years, and she would love to shed them and feel like herself again. She writes, I find myself uncomfortable in social environments, which isn't good considering I'm a DJ and stand in front of people all the time. I tend to get really hyped on getting in shape. I do a ton of research and know what I have to do in order to get there, but I just can't seem to get the motivation and extra push I need. And she's hoping that the podcast can be a little bit motivational for her. You know, and that's exactly like me too. I knew all this information, but I still kept putting on weight. So, you know, knowledge is only potential power. But good luck, Kim.
All right, our next listener spotlight here is Kelly Haynes, and she is from Houston. Says here she works out 5 days a week, alternates between strength and cardio. Lately, she's slipped a bit on the cardio, but she loves to eat those bad carbs and the bad carbs. I understand. Her story: after the birth of her daughter 6 years ago, she weighed 225 pounds. So she's 5'6". She's wearing a size 20. She's lost 65 pounds and has kept it off for 5 years now through another pregnancy, a wedding, and other things. It's been a constant struggle, but with the lifestyle changes she's put in place, it's been fairly simple to maintain mind over matter. She's here to lose that last 25 pounds. She wants to wear a size 6 or 8, depending on the brand, but she still has a lot of flab, and she wants to get rid of that. So good luck with that, Kelly.
And I'd like to introduce Ali from the UK. And she writes, I'm married with a couple of teenage sporty boys and would just love to be able to keep up with them, so I've decided that now is the time to lose 35 pounds or so. It's been so long since I wasn't overweight that I don't know whether 35 pounds is too much or too little to lose. It's at the maximum I should be for my height, so I reckon I should start there and see how it goes. So good luck.
And the next listener is Patrick Baugh, and this is his second go-around with a huge amount of weight to lose. 5 years ago, he weighed almost 300 pounds. He went on a doctor-supervised diet and lost 75 pounds. He didn't reach his goal of under 200, but he did become a runner and then a triathlete. Last year was his second season of triathlon, and he wanted to get really fit. He joined Nutrisystem and lost weight down to 214 pounds, training for an Olympic distance triathlon. He completed the race, and then the wheels came off. It was like, I woke up one morning after Christmas, he writes, and I was almost 275 pounds. I believe with the help of Fat Fit Radio and this support group that I can become my old self again. And he also writes here, Jeff's philosophy of eating like the size person you want to become keeps ringing in my ears. It is one of the simplest ideas ever, but one I had never heard of before. It keeps repeating itself in my head throughout the day.
All right, the next person is Teresa R., and she writes, greetings, everyone. Found Fat Fit accidentally on iTunes and love the approach. Ah, real people trying to live healthier lives without pre-portioned meals delivered to our doors or extreme makeovers. Why didn't I think of that? And why did it take a podcast to remind me that nobody's going to do this for me? Thought I was type A, but I think I just hid behind a lot of work for many years. Now with the terrific family, I want hobbies and playtime and many, many more years to enjoy them. Being fat sucks. Admitting it and getting moving is a huge step for all of us. Strength and courage to each of you. So nice positive introduction there.
All right, next is Jenny Greenlee, and she is from South Bend, Indiana, 42 years old, married, and the mother of four teenagers. She writes here that she works 12-hour night shifts as a nurse in a pediatric intensive care unit in a hospital. She never had a problem with her weight until about 3 to 4 years ago when the weight began creeping on. It happened so slowly, she says, that it was like waking up one day and not recognizing the person I saw in the mirror. Very similar to what Patrick was here, the other one I read. I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone in the group. This type of motivation is just the thing I need to keep on track.
The next listener is Jennifer Bradshaw, and she has quite a lengthy post. I'll just read some short selections from it. I'm a 32-year-old mom with 6 children and love them all, of course. Started out college at 150 pounds, but over the years, with pregnancy and bad eating habits, I've yo-yoed to my current, rather dissatisfying weight of 250 pounds. I always fought to lose weight and have tried some very drastic, even dangerous things to accomplish my weight loss goals. And even though I was able to get rid of the weight, the pounds always came back and invited a few friends for the stay. And this is what she's trying to do now. Instead of counting calories, I'm taking each bite on decision. Am I really hungry for this? Why am I eating this? And is this the best choice to me right now? Instead of weighing myself daily, I'm checking in once a week and recording that. Instead of setting goals monthly for pounds lost, I've set goals for lifestyle changes, and I'm rewarding myself for achieving those goals. So there's some good advice there.
Next post is from Jillian Graham. She is 26 years old and lives in Connecticut, and she gained a significant amount of weight when she went away to college and never did much about it until now. A longtime friend and she decided they wanted to hike portions of the Appalachian Trail, starting with a part through Connecticut. It's about 60 miles of varying terrain. We've been talking about it, she says, for a long time and haven't done it yet. So that's how she found Fat to Fit Radio. She was looking for some helpful tips or something inspiring to get her on track. And after listening to some really bad podcasts, she found us. Thank you, Jillian. Of course, she would love to lose weight, but her real goal, and this is very refreshing, is to just feel more comfortable with herself and to feel better physically. She's tired of being tired. Really, that is what it comes down to. And that's a great attitude, Jillian.
And the next listener is Trisha. And she just recently moved to Portland, Oregon from Southern California. And she just recently set a 22-month goal to lose weight. And she writes, I'm finding that the cooler weather and gloomy skies here are a major barrier for me when it comes to outdoor activity. I've been fighting my weight since I was 16. I made some headway 2 years ago when I lost 60 pounds on Weight Watchers, but have since gained back 30 pounds. I'm 28 now, and I want to lose, if not all, a majority of the weight before my 30th birthday. I've got a long way to go, but I'm tired of crash diets, and I'm certain I can do this slowly and reasonably. So keep listening to the podcast and follow what we're saying, and you can do it.
Next listener spotlighted here is Dawn Renee, and she is 36 and lives here in California. She's been listening to the podcast for a while now, and she's finally decided to join the Trainio group. Good for you. She needs to lose 20 pounds and have been needing to for about 6 years now. She has three children. She's a stay-at-home mom and part-time third grade teacher. And she's working out 5 days a week and following the point system from Weight Watchers to keep on track of her calories. She's going to lose the weight once and for all this time. And she's excited to be a part of the group. And we're excited to have you here, Don. Thanks for coming.
And the next listener is Brenda G. And she, like many of our listeners, is a mother. And she writes, I'm a 27-year-old stay-at-home mom to three beautiful little girls, ages 4, 2.5, and 3 months. After the birth of my third daughter, I realized that I was at the heaviest weight I've ever been, 237 pounds. I hit rock bottom in the beginning of July. I was depressed and feeling absolutely gross, trying to cope with three little girls all day, getting spit up on, dealing with temper tantrums, etc. It all led me to sitting on the couch every evening, face first in a trough of ice cream or some similar fatty comfort food. I couldn't keep up with the stresses of raising three kids, and food was relaxation for me. So after a major meltdown and many long walks with my hubby, I kicked myself in the butt and decided enough is enough. I'm tired of fighting my weight all the time. My mother-in-law, who is also going through a weight loss struggle, gave me a great piece of advice. She said, you're going to be here a year from now, whether you've lost the weight or not. So this time next year, you could be stuck in the same rut or you could be 50 pounds lighter. Why not stop wasting time and just do it so you can start being happy? Excellent advice. And her goal is to lose 5 pounds each month. So just a little over a pound. It's a good, reasonable goal. I'm sure you can do it.
All right, we got another stud here on the forums, and his name is Josh. He was 160 pounds until he turned 22. And despite an active lifestyle, he says here, he's seen a steady climb of his weight up to 225 pounds last year. He refuses to wear a size 40 pants. 38 was bad enough. My goal, he says here, is to have a waist no longer than my inseam, which is 32. I'd love to wear a 32 again, he says. I know I can do it. While I was an active duty Marine, there was a daily emphasis on exercise. Now that I've retired, it has been easy to get lazy. I am accountable only to myself. I also want to get in shape to compete in a 12-hour mountain bike race in May. Going solo this year, that's 12 hours of riding in the woods. Good luck with that, Josh, and that's awesome.
The next listener is Cassie, and she's originally from the Philippines, and she's got a really tough story, and I'm going to read some sections here simply because we've probably all been in a similar situation. So she writes, I gained a whopping 50 pounds because I had to take steroids from terrible allergies and suffering from the weight gain for almost 5 months now. The depression has been terrible since I no longer go out. I still haven't got a job. I get really down and sleepy right away, and the list goes on. My clothes don't fit me anymore. Men don't look at me anymore. Everyone says that I've gotten so fat, and the worst thing is that when she flew back to the Philippines, she found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her. So boy. And she continues. She's 23 years old, a chef enthusiast, currently a hotelier, and struggling to be a flight attendant. But how is she going to achieve her goals and her dreams of having a career with this weight on? She writes that my body assessment said that I have 42% body fat, terrible from an 18%, which she used to have, and I regret to think that I was fat those days. To think I was only 105 pounds, and my heaviest at those times was just 115 pounds. So what I'm reading here is she definitely has a lot of motivation. She's got a lot of pain, and some people need a lot of pain to really change their life around for good and go on a good, healthy path. So good luck, Cassie.
All right, the next person here is actually a friend of mine on Twitter as well as is here on the Fat to Fit support site. It's Kevin Devin, and he stumbled upon Fat to Fit Radio when he was looking for an online community for fitness and weight loss. Having just hung up his podcasting cap after 3 years and subscribing to the podcast was just the natural thing to do. So another podcaster, Jeff, here on the forums. It's been a while since I've really exercised in any committed fashion and decided that it was time to get with it. My goal weight is to get back to the 185 that I was while in high school, currently at 223. Throughout my stint in the Army, 185 placed me at a body fat percentage of 22, borderline safe to being placed on the special exercise program. That's very interesting that you need to be 185 pounds. You're on the special program. You're too overweight. Anyway, he's 40 years old now, and it's time to get himself in better shape so he can enjoy the time with his boys. Baseball season is starting, and that's Kevin.
With our next listener, as with a lot of other listeners, I found that if people are successful in the long term, they generally take up something that's physically active. And the next listener is Marty. And in 2004, he weighed 351 pounds. He started going to Weight Watchers and has now lost over 130 pounds. He's been at his goal weight since June of 2006. And since losing the weight, he's taken up running, and he's been doing running, you know, in a huge way. His goal right now is to run a marathon. And he is 42 years old, and his website is 42 at 42. If you search for that, you'll find it. And you can read all about his running. And I was just looking on his blog right now, and he just did a half marathon about a month ago. So congratulations, you're keeping up the work. And now this is more than 2 years after reaching your goal weight, and you're maintaining. And it's great that you've picked up running like this, and you're maintaining your weight through exercise and eating healthy.
Next listener here is Kim H., and she found Fat to Fit Radio through the Trainio forums. She's a 34-year-old computer geek in Portland, Oregon. She joined Trainio over a year ago and lost 20 pounds in 2007. And her goal is 80 more, trying to get down to 140 pounds. She's been having a tough time getting back into the exercise groove. And she's coming on here to Trainio and listening to Fat to Fit to get in that groove. So good luck, Kim.
Our next listener is Tom Stewart, and he's been around since pretty much the beginning of the show, and he's left 34 messages on our Trainio group, and he is kind of the typical yo-yo dieter. I'm going to read his very first post, but he has been gone and back a couple times, and he seems to be back where he started, so he is struggling pretty hard, but here's his first post. He's from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and he writes, "Just recently, close family have been commenting on my rapid weight gain. I was always 200 pounds and didn't feel that I'd gained anything. I hit the scale to prove my girlfriend that her and others were wrong, only to find out that I gained 20 pounds in 3 months. I know that I have to do something." And then he goes on to talking about what he's planning to do. And, you know, about 4 or 5 months later, he came back and he had those same pounds to lose again. So it's great that he's coming back, and I hope that, Tom, you finally get it together and you don't have a huge swing up and down again, or at least those swings get shorter and shorter. Because I know I've been there right with you. And I tell you, it's, you know, a 5 or 10 pound gain gets a little bit easier than the 20 pound gains it used to get. And hopefully, you know, you can get down to nothing. So keep going at it. Eventually, you will stabilize, I hope.
All right, we have another guy here in the sport forums. His name is Joseph Alexander. He says here, used to be scrawny growing up, but he went off to college and began to put on weight. From 185 to 215 in his first year of college, and now he's 40 and he's well over 200 pounds. The highest he made it to was 237.5, and he's slowly been working hard downward. He joined the gym after being inspired by The Biggest Loser on NBC 2 years ago, and the following year he kicked it up a notch, and he's got a personal trainer 2 times a week. Good idea. He's now at 221 and hoping to be at 195 soon. very ambitious goal. He's trying to eat right every 3 hours and work out consistently to kick it up a notch. Very inspiring, Joseph.
Now, the next person is Susan F., and she seems to really have finally maybe got it together here. And she writes in part, "It seems my problem is that I'm an all-or-nothing kind of person. I'll be super active and committed for a few years, and then bam, just fall off the wagon. After competing in the Ironman Triathlon in November of 2005, I've pretty much just been floating, thus the 20 pounds of weight gain. Part of it was from injury, but I also travel 75% of the time overseas. That is why I need to make this a balanced lifestyle. I would like to create a lifestyle where it doesn't seem like it has to be all or nothing." And, you know, I know a lot of people are just like her. You know, you diet super, super hard, and then you get burned out, and then all the weight comes back. So if you're like that out there, and I'm sure we have tons of listeners like that, you're not alone. That's kind of the bottom line.
Stacy F. is next, and she's been around Traino also for about a year or so. And she started, her weight was 317 pounds, and she's currently weighing in at 270 pounds. Her goal is to complete 2 sprint triathlons this year. That's very cool. She had a shoulder injury last summer, which prevented her from doing her first triathlon. So this winter, she's focused on weightlifting, and boy, what a difference. Her main objective is to shed 30 to 40 more pounds and be able to walk with her lovely daughters down the aisle and spoil her future grandchildren. What a great goal.
Well, the next listener is another mother, and she writes, "Hi, my name is Missy. I have been struggling with my weight for most of my life. I did lose weight while in the military, but after getting out and having 3 kids, I have gone downhill. I put my family first and let myself just get bigger and bigger through the years. However, I will graduate from nursing school coming up, and I've learned a lot about nutrition and exercise, but have failed to put it to use in my own life. Now, her plan is to start eating clean, whole foods, and despite the cold weather that's just starting now, she is going to try walking and some strength training. And she does recommend a book that she's trying. It's called The Eat Clean Diet Book by Tosca Reno. And I think, Russ, you talked about that book, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was a pretty good book.
Well, that sounds good. I think any book that recommends that you don't eat a lot of processed foods, you know, really can't go wrong.
The next listener is Jeanette Armstrong. She is 51 years old and has gained a lot of weight in the last 2 years. She moved to Montana from Texas. Now, if any of you have ever been to, I've been to both those places, and there is no bigger difference that I can think of between Texas, hot, and Montana, which more snow. I'm sure Jeff gets a lot more snow than this, but it's more snow than I've ever seen in my entire life. But I digress. And she's also not used to the cold weather. She found herself staying inside and just being bored. She used to run and go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week, and now she can barely have the energy to get up in the morning to get moving. The cold weather hasn't helped either. She's so tired of diets and diet pills and other scams to lose weight. I'm ready to do things right and take it slow and easy. In other words, change my lifestyle. She's looking forward to learning and getting strong with the help of the website here at Fat to Fit Support and the podcast.
And the next listener is Shauna. And she writes, "I'm Shauna. I'm 21 years old and I have high blood pressure. Eek. So my motivation is to no longer have to take medicine for this condition. I weigh 259 pounds and I really just want to get back to maybe 175 pounds or so." And she also writes, "I have done a ton of fad diets, and I have both lost and gained a little weight, but I was never really on the road to a life change until now. I've now learned that slow and steady wins the race. I finally get it. So I'm both watching my calorie intake and beginning to exercise 2 or 3 times a week, even if it's just for 10 minutes. And I think that's just an awesome attitude, because fad diets, I mean, you've already know by 21, you know that they don't work. So good luck."
All right, next listener is Elise LeBlanc, and she is finally entering this century, she says, and got an iPod, and she discovered the podcast, and she's hooked. She struggled with her weight all of her life, and finally last February started Weight Watchers for the first time, and she loves it and has lost 55 pounds so far. She still has a long way to go on her weight loss journey, but she feels she can do it this time. You can, Elise.
The next listener is Kathy, and she has quite a compelling life story here. She writes, "I have struggled with my weight most of my life and have always been big boned and carried extra weight. I remember being put on my first diet and had to take diet pills when I was about 8 years old, and I don't even remember losing any weight. Since then, I have been very self-conscious about my body. But she continued to play a lot of sports in high school and college. She does lots of fitness classes. And in the last 7 years, she became an endurance athlete through long-distance running and triathlon. The problem is, when she's not working out, she's gaining a lot of weight. And even when she is working out, she still seems to have a lot of extra weight on her. Now, through the conclusions here, she writes, I have come to realize that for me, weight loss is about what I eat. My focus this year is to fuel and nourish my body with the right kinds and the right amount of food and establish healthy eating habits for the rest of my life. So this is someone who's an athlete but doesn't quite have the eating in line yet. And her next goal, which is actually this month, she is competing in Ironman Arizona. So good luck.
All right, the next listener is Stacy Hill. And as of her post, she weighs 197 pounds. Her highest weight, it was 224. Her goal is to be down to 150 pounds. She lost 44 pounds doing Weight Watchers, then maintained 185 to 190 pounds for 3 years, and then life kicked in, as it always does. I've recently found myself falling back into old habits, and since May, I have ate myself up to 197 pounds. And now she's back at Weight Watchers, trying to get a grip on it before things get out of control. She struggled with her weight for a long time, doing several diets and always losing a little weight, only to have it come right back when falling back into old habits. She has never hit her goal weight, and she's hoping to do that now by changing her habits, eating like the thin person that she wants to be. All right. And her first goal is to lose 15 pounds by the end of the year. So good luck, Stacy. Rooting for you.
I've noticed that a lot of people have tried Weight Watchers, and I think most people seem to be successful on Weight Watchers, but they all seem to be coming back because it doesn't matter which diet you go on. If you have to leave a certain diet and not a lifestyle change, of course the weight comes back. So this next listener was also on Weight Watchers, and her name was Paxi Bell, and she writes, I'm 30 and a mom to three boys. 7 years ago, I weighed 260 pounds. I went on Weight Watchers and lost 50 pounds in about 6 months. Then I got pregnant with my first. Now, three pregnancies later, I am still 20 pounds heavier than my lowest adult weight. My first goals are to get to 208 and then under 200. Eventually, I'd love to get to about 135. Though Weight Watchers worked for me in the past, I don't agree with the program as much anymore. I have a great way of eating already, but I need to watch portions and to move a lot more.
Our next listener is Rod, and he is from Melbourne, Australia. He wrote here, in October of 2007, I was seriously overweight, 260 pounds and almost 6 feet tall, and decided to embrace a healthier lifestyle and try to be a better role model for my two sons. Along the way, I've lost 77 pounds and competed in a number of events, including mini triathlons, a half marathon, and a 210-kilometer bike ride. Some of the main benefits of this improvement, however, have been the positive impact it has produced for my family. And so, good on you, Rod.
That sounds really good. Next person here is Marcia, and she says, I've been overweight since about fourth grade. I was 250 pounds when I graduated from high school. When I was 19, I started walking for exercise and eating healthier, and I got down to about 190 pounds. Well, I'm 33 now, and I've been bouncing around between 180 and 200 pounds ever since. The lowest I got down to was 175 pounds about 5 years ago when I joined again Weight Watchers and started a Learn to Run program. And this is what she has now come around to learn. It's very simple, calories in and calories out. No gimmicks, no quick fix. I may not be learning a lot every time that she listens to the podcast, but at the end of each show, she feels motivated. So good on you, Marcy. You know, even refreshing everything that you already know might actually get us all doing it. That's the real goal here when it all comes down to it.
All right, and the last listener spotlight here is Melissa Stewart. And she wrote that she struggled with her weight all her life. In the beginning of 2006, she joined Weight Watchers with her mom and lost 80 pounds. I have since gained back about 20 pounds. I'm trying to get back on track and lose the gained weight and then some. Right now, she's training for a 10K with her boyfriend. They're doing the Couch to 5K program together and ran their first 5K a couple of months ago. Congratulations. She says here she loves the podcast and she was introduced to it by her sister. So thanks for writing and good luck with all that running.
Well, hopefully hearing about some of our listeners here has really made you kind of think about their situations and maybe you can apply it to your own. And believe it or not, we missed quite a few listeners that we just didn't want to go on and on forever. But a couple things that I came out of this when I was rereading them, two main things. Number one, a lot of people were talking about Weight Watchers and other types of diets, but they all seemed to not be successful when they left the program. So changing your lifestyle is very, very important. And a lot of the people who had long-term success, if you listen back again, they were doing exercise and changing their lifestyle. We had a lot of runners in there and a lot of people that just were, you know, exercising in general.
Yeah, just to reiterate, I've said this in the past, that all these programs, they keep you from doing what you need to do, which is know the number of calories you're putting in your body. When you do something like Weight Watchers, it's really just abstracting that and you're just using point counting system instead of knowing the actual calories of the foods that you're eating. And that is really important because when you go off that program and you're, say, not going to be using that book all the time, how do you know what to eat? It doesn't make sense. Know how many calories you're eating and you're going to have much more success than trying to use these programs. And as far as the stories here that you've heard today, I, for one, reading through these a couple times here, have been extremely motivated. There are some great stories, some really wonderful successes. And like Jeff said, most of them, if not all of them, include running, some kind of working out. You're not just sitting around and just eating less calories. You're getting active. You're getting outside or just on a treadmill. You're doing something that moves your body. And that has just to be an integral part of your weight loss.
That's right. I couldn't have said it better. We normally end off the show with a motivational quote, and this is no exception. So this quote comes from Henry Ford, and it is, "If you think you can or you can't, you are right."
All right, very good. So we are going to be taking a break here. We've done now, this is the end of our second season, and we're just counting 24 episodes as a season. And so we're going to take a couple weeks off and kind of retool. We're going to be doing a redesign of the website. So check that out at fattofitradio.com. And if you have any suggestions, things you'd like to hear about on the show, send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com or leave a comment over on the website. And we'd love to hear what you'd like to hear, whether it's a review of a certain product or a book or an iPhone app that has to do with fitness or a website that has to do with fitness, exercise, or weight loss. All those are things that we'd love to hear about. So get in contact with us so we can get what you want to hear here on the show. With that, we'll say goodbye for a couple weeks, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.